It's time for another Be Moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my Be Moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about that old saying, it's not what you know, but it's who you know. And obviously I'm thinking about it in a different context, but it crossed my mind as I was reading in the book of Job. And as we know, Job is a man of God. He's a wealthy man. He's also a family man because he's a father of 10. But Satan accuses Job of serving God for material reward only. And that if, you know, Job were stripped of his worldly possessions, surely he would end up cursing God. So the first round of tests, Job loses his wealth and all of his children. His losses are catastrophic and on multiple levels. His second round of testing involves Satan bringing harm to his body as he is covered from head to toe with these boils over his body. Now, Job is a man. He's human. So there is a point where he does begin to question early on in these chapters what the day that he was born. But he doesn't get answers to his questions and he doesn't become preoccupied with this. This is what I call the what. When we find ourselves tested and sometimes tested on multiple levels, tested at home, tested on the job, tested in our finances, we can get hung up on the what is actually happening to me and what did I do to deserve this? But Job teaches us, go back to the who. Go back to who your father is. Go back to who can remove it all in an instant, which ultimately is what happened to Job. The scripture that encourages me is 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Think about this scripture today and share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired.